This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This hour is brought to you by Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
On a scale of 1 to 10 on the newly created He Gone meter, where would you rate the idea of Bears defensive back coach Al Harris being hired by the Packers to be Green Bay's new defensive coordinator?
I think it's a 9. You know why? The stats I mentioned earlier in our show talking about Al Harris's success, both as the secondary coach with the Cowboys and then what he's done as the quarterback's coach with the Bears. He was set up to be put in this position. And don't forget, there's now a little bit extra juice in this rivalry, so I'm pretty sure the Packers would love to steal a Bears coach and steal the knowledge and the onctu and the concepts that helped lead the Bears to victory over them twice. So if I had to guess, I know he talked to Washington too, but I think it's a 9 on the He Gone meter.
He Gone!
So, don't mean to go all Price is Right on you, but I'm going to go 9.1 because I echo all your sentiments, but I think I
feel... You're stealing my showcase?
No, I'm not stealing your showcase. I mean, I would like to if I get within, you know, $100, so I can have both showcases. But then Grody's behind me, so am I even going to get off the stage?
You know I'll snake you.
Yeah, I know.
Grody's better than a dollar, let's face it.
It's 9.1 because... I just have a hard time believing that this man is not going to be somebody's defensive coordinator, because not just what happened this past season, but he's got a long-standing track record of coaching his secondary to be disruptive and to be straight up Debo-style felons, like taking your chain, I will take your football. That is what he has done so far. And I just really am concerned, unlike... the next guy who's going to speak, about a bunch of assistants being gone after just one season, because you built some stability and you built a foundation, and now a lot of that foundation appears to be removed. Because it's hard for me to believe that he's going to stay unless something he doesn't interview well. But I knowing Al Harris and what I've heard from him and what other people have said about him, who wouldn't want him to have him if they have all 10 jobs, 10 coaching jobs, 10 defensive coordinator opportunities. Somebody's going to take it.
So that's a 9.5, Marshall?
9.1.
He gone!
9.1.
Damn, when you put it together like that.
I have to tell you guys, both of you, Layla and Marshall, your stats are very compelling. Like, you guys have me backing up against the wall in that second segment for sure.
I smell a butt coming.
Well, gross. No, actually, it is. Okay, so.
That man uses bear glove. You won't smell it. Oh, it'll smell good.
I mean,
it'll
where is
good.
He using the bear glove
that
now?
That is right. I am marinated in bear glove.
That's a good pickup line. You should have tried that at the Jewels.
Hey, baby. Want some bear glove?
No, it's so bad.
Let's not do that.
Whoa.
Let's not do that.
Let's just say before you guys made the cases, and darn you guys for breaking out good information like that. It was probably at like a 3 or a 4.
A 3 or a 4?
Yeah, just because like historically, it's like assistants leave and you recover. They regenerate. It's a lifestyle.
Oh, do they recover? Vic Fangio left here, and then what happened?
You're right. That's a good example of the replacement part not coming for a little while. So it was at a 3, I think. Now, with the information you guys have given me, I'm going to put my worry meter. It does go up. It goes to, I'm going to make it a 5.5. And here's why. Because understanding everything you guys have said, it makes the rivalry even juicier.
Oh, you're the meatball in this.
Just does make the rivalry even juicier. I'm happy for Al Harris, and I know you guys are too. And like I said earlier, Bears fans know how to dislike. I won't say hate. Bears fans know how to dislike Al Harris because he's been disliked here by Bears fans before.
I think you're answering a different question though, because you said worry. No. This is on a scale of 1 to 10. Is he gone or not? So you're saying there's only like a 55% chance
it's not
he's
the
gone?
Worry meter?
No, it's the worry, gone.
I mean, that's there in your life every day.
Oh, yeah. So how
gone do you think he is?
Yeah, is it? Yeah.
So highest number being he gone, and lowest number being like he's probably going to stay.
He is gone.
I'm so used to this being the worry meter. I'm sorry for screwing this up, you guys. I would say
there's a lot of meters.
Seven.
All right.
Seven.
More optimistic than me.
Seven worried.
Number two.
Sorry, guys.
The NFL MVP finalists have been revealed, and they are as follows: Bills quarterback Josh Allen, Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, Patriots QB Drake May, Rams QB Matthew Stafford, and 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey. Which player do you think will win NFL MVP?
I mean, I don't know why this is a discussion. I guess because it has to be, because that's our job, to discuss sports. But it's Matt Stafford. What are we doing? If this is a quarterback award and Christian McCaffrey, who unfortunately has also had his share of injury issues, because that happens in life. It's Matt Stafford. He's 37, and the season that he's put together and the wins that he has been a part of, you know, the Rams have I know that their record wasn't perfect, but when you consider that his lieutenants on the offense and Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua, for example, were also two of the best receivers in the league by numbers of yards and touchdowns. I don't know how it's not Matt Stafford. And the only reason I think it would be Drake May is because of East Coast bias. And I know that sounds silly, but that does matter, because there is a lot of discussion on the national networks about Drake May and Mike Vrabel, and how Vrabel might be coach of the year and the jump that May has made. But to do this at his age, this consistently, and to that volume, it's Matt Stafford. Old coat drive himself.
Mm.
You make it sound so simple, and it should be simple, because Matthew Stafford was voted first team all pro. And yet, I don't have to go far when going back in the annals of history to remember a guy winning MVP but not being first team all pro.
Is this like when you smell the butt coming?
Well, something like that. You know who first team all pro was last year in the quarterback conversation? It was Lamar Jackson. Do you know who the MVP was last season?
Josh Allen.
It was Josh Allen. Those two things still don't make sense to me at all. But in the spirit of the Mark Grody, what kind of career have you had? Maybe you need a Lifetime Achievement Award thing. I think
in
it's
the
got,
career?
Yeah, for the career.
I love Rome for that.
If you look back at the specific career of Matthew Stafford and ask, well, how many times has Matthew Stafford been an all-pro player? Mm. It's exactly one time this past season. So now I think he will be the MVP. And I want to be very clear. Matthew Stafford has gotten MVP votes once in his entire career. He finished 8th in the MVP voting in 2023. Now is the perfect opportunity because there's no fatigue, NBA, of who's winning MVP. He's never done it before. It's going to be Matthew Stafford for that reason.
It's not our fault Nikola Jokic is so good.
Or Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Or Steve Nash for those 2 years to back-to-backs. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
People thought
pace
that
of play was outstanding.
People should have gotten those MVPs.
8 seconds or less.
Yeah, it's Stafford, guys. And you know the number that I circle, and you could circle a lot. I mean, obviously, he's almost a 5,000-yard guy, 4,707 yards, 46 touchdowns to 8 interceptions.
Is that good?
Unbelievable. So I think it's Matthew Stafford. I will give some honorable mentions, though, to things that were outstanding about the other guys. Drake May, and this is what we want for Caleb, 72% completion percentage.
Woo!
Pretty good. Trevor Lawrence got himself over 4,000 yards. He was the only other of the candidates that was over 4,000 yards this season. Josh Allen had a nearly 70% completion percentage. He was 69.3. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned some of the outstanding things that some of these other quarterbacks did, but I will not go off the Matthew Stafford. So I think we're all in agreement on this one.
Five on it. Number three.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody. We've got more Bears talk coming up when Jarrett Payton joins the program at 1225. This week, Patriots owner Robert Kraft revealed the NFL's upcoming priorities during an interview with 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston.
I want to tell you guys, though, we're going to push like the Dickens now to make international more important. With us, every team will go to 18-2, you know, and eliminate one of the preseason games. And every team every year will play one game overseas. And part of the reason is so we can continue to grow the cap and keep our labor happy.
That's Patriots owner Robert Kraft on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. What are your thoughts on the idea of this version of an 18-game NFL season?
Why does he say our labor happy? Like it's some sort of like unit out of the Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. Like what was that?
Why did he say push like the Dickens?
That was what got me.
Yeah, all of that was very compelling.
Because like he's
84 years old.
Yeah. That's
like why. Did he also say in Switzerland that it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for us, they'd be speaking German, except they do speak German. Did that also happen? Because it kind of veered in that direction.
Wrong old guy.
They've wanted this forever. They've wanted an 18-game season forever. Like, think of The Sandlot. Forever. It was only a matter of time. And they
forever,
can use
ever,
all
ever?
These excuses and dangle all these carrots and try to make it make sense. Like, well, we can't pay you unless we have this 18th game. Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Except we've all seen the TV contracts. We've all seen them. So, like, yeah, you can, yeah, blame your employees because you guys wanted an 18-game season since time began. It's going to happen because they want it to, and they're the owners. It's just a matter of how. So, I think Marshall said this the last time we talked about this in the offseason last year. 2 bye weeks is the best way to get it done. But we talked about it with Mike Florio this morning. That's not necessarily going to be the case. So it's just a matter of how.
You talk about keeping your labor happy, a.k.a. your assets, a.k.a. your fantasy players.
However
you want to say it, he sounded like a fantasy owner right there. You know,
that's our labor happy.
Yeah.
I mean, what dystopian line is that? My word.
I mean, it's pretty dystopian, but at the same time, spot on, because if you want to keep your labor happy, I'm using his words, not mine. If you want to keep the players who are partnered with you, who provide the thing that the people watch,
I don't know about you, but I go to watch Robert Kraft battle Jerry Jones on a football field. That's what I'm trying to see.
Well, the Robert Kraft / Terry Pegula press conferences are a thing to behold. I'll tell you that. This
Steve Bisciotti's winning that football game.
Steve Bisciotti is probably the winner as of right now. But I'll say this. You want to keep your players happy. Maybe, I don't know, extend that health insurance beyond 5 years after you're done playing. Because with 18 real games and to see the number of stars who are unavailable, even this weekend, as we are down to the NFL's Final Four.
Thank you.
You might want to work on some other things before you just saying, how much more money can we earn? I understand the nature of not only capitalism, but late stage capitalism. But man, you guys are pushing it. And I get it. You're going to push it till the bubble bursts. And this The NFL season, judging by the most recent ratings, is not bursting anytime soon.
That's true. I'm totally with you, Marshall, on the injury factor. I mean, like, how in the world are players going to stay healthy? Other than I assume that they would, this would mean cutting out more preseason, right? It would have to mean.
Like, making rosters larger as well.
Making rosters larger, probably fewer OTAs, mini camps, training camp, like that stuff, right? Like, all that would have to be reduced or in some way compromised, I suppose. I guess good or bad news, depending on how you look at it. Like, the NFL season will never end. Like, 18 games?
It,
like,
already never ends.
That's Mark. What I mean. Like, it'll go right into the offseason where we talk lots of football. I mean, think about it. Like, March is free agency. April, or February is the combine. March is free agency. April is the draft. Like, this doesn't end. And I'm not complaining because I love talking Bears and I love talking NFL. But really, we have to prepare ourselves for, if that happens, is like that it's taking over sports too. Not just like the NFL and doing more in the NFL. It is going to just dominate even more than it already does.
Oh yeah, it's like Christmas Day. Remember when that used to belong to the NBA?
Yeah, exactly. It's a great example in a microcosm of the NFL. Right. Just take buying everybody out. That's what it is.
Layla just wants to make me sad. That it's honest and it's true, but it makes me sad.
No, I love the NBA Christmas Day matchups. That was always something that I loved watching.
Number four.
If you love the NBA, tonight the Bulls are on the road to take on the Timberwolves. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45, tip-off at 7 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Check out Chuck, Bill, and Alyssa. They do a great job. Now here's question number four. Take a listen to the opening paragraph of this report published by The Athletic's Evan Drellick this week. Quote, Major League Baseball owners are raging in the wake of Kyle Tucker's free agency agreement with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it is now a 100% certainty that the owners will push for a salary cap. One person briefed on ownership conversations who was not authorized to speak publicly told The Athletic, unquote. What are your thoughts on MLB owners now making a push for a salary cap?
Well, I'm going to use the previous question as an example. When the owners are together and unified on something, and the variance between competition of the owners isn't that much, hence the salary cap, you see what they push for in the NFL. It's one thing when the owners are all on the same page, but they've had some people come in and shake it up, whether it's the Mets, whether it's the Blue Jays, for example, who have now decided that taking it to Game 7 against the Dodgers in the World Series wasn't enough. The Dodgers, obviously, and the like, there's now dissension among the ranks. So that's where I feel like if they're divided on what they want to spend, then there's an issue about whether or not there's a lockout of some sort. So if that's the case, and we saw Rob Manfred kind of like cape for the Pirates here and there, or cape for the Padres saying that they were spending was unsustainable, that gave you an indication of the fault lines. So I think that something has to give, and they might, because of their dissension, cause more disruption than anything else.
Yeah, I don't think this is about the players versus the owners yet. First, you've got to have that play-in game between the owners and the owners. And that's what we're looking at right now. Owners who want to spend and are happy to spend because they have more money than you, and owners who don't have as much money, but even if they did, would they really spend that money in the way they should? That becomes the question. So trying to figure out what they want to do as a whole, and then after that is settled, then you come to the players and say, this is what we want as far as a floor and a cap. I think the floor and the cap, they are coming. I think we are looking at a possible missed season of baseball. I think you'll say I'm overreacting, those of you out there who disagree, but this is a very, very real possibility, especially with what has happened this offseason, escalating more towards that than anything else.
I got two quickies for you guys on this one, and that is, yeah, I think that we just talked about the NFL. Part of why the NFL is spectacular is because you know that your team can win in any given season. It just happened to the Bears this year. I think instead of getting enraged over what the Dodgers are doing, I thought about this walking in today without even knowing this question. I'm thinking about becoming a Dodger fan. I'm thinking about just going, doing a Luke Skywalker. Like,
Grody,
like,
no.
Do you remember when in Return of the Jedi, when the Emperor and Darth Vader were both trying to talk Luke Skywalker and come to the dark side. We've got great things here. You've got power. We've got money. We've got hot droids. We've got it all. I'm thinking, and in that
which,
moment,
wait, which droid was the hottest?
We can get into that tomorrow. That's a Friday topic
from Star Wars, right there.
Because in that moment too, I was like, I don't know, Luke. That sounds pretty good, man. Like all that power you could get, come join Dad on the dark side. I'm thinking about joining the dark side, and just because, wouldn't it be great to be a Dodgers fan? Oh my God. Like, that is better to be a Dodgers fan than a fan of any other sport in the world right now.
I know Dodgers fans because my family's in Southern California.
And do they love being a Dodgers fan?
You know, it's just, I just can't be one. Like, just can't. It's not how I grew up. It's not, I don't know the struggle. Like, I need a little struggle in my sports fandom.
Yeah. I'm a threat to be joined. Yeah.
So, like, I can't just be like, hey, we opened up our checkbook and got everybody. That's too linear for me.
But that's how the real world works.
Make me an offer, Dodgers.
They pay their employers. They have, in the words of Robert Kraft, kept labor happy.
Number five.
All right, it's lightning round, but an absurd one. A TMZ photographer snapped a picture of actor William Shatner eating a bowl of cereal in his car at a stoplight. Well, here's the question. What's your go-to breakfast while you're on the go? And please tell me it's not a bowl of cereal in your car.
So first messy. Of all, William Shatner is 94. That is incredible for multiple reasons.
It's also scary. You say incredible. I say scary. Yes.
No, I think it's some G stuff right there. So congratulations, William Shatner. You are not a messy eater because I would not survive that.
The G being for grandpa.
Aw. But still. So for me, it's basic, but it works. Protein bar. You know, I keep them on hand whenever I go to the grocery store. Trader Joe's has a really good one for like $1.20 if you're interested. Protein bar. It's that simple. Does it taste like sawdust at times? Not the Trader Joe's one, but others do. So you got to be discerning. But yeah, protein bar is the way.
For me, it's French fries.
Whoa.
Never get old. You never get old.
Breakfast on the go?
French fries. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I'll give you two quickies. Blueberry Nutri-Grain bars. Blueberry. It's got to be blueberry.
I got you. Not the strawberry, but the blueberry.
I loaded up on those at the Jewels on my grown-up grocery shopping trip that I did. And then the other one, too, is sausage McMuffin with egg. I don't know if that's in the spirit of it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, but that's the other.
You got it.
On the go. That's it.
Ray?
Oh, for me, it's either a banana. Or if I'm really on the go, I just hit up Dunkin', order ahead, it's ready for me, take it to go. It's great.
I'll either do a breakfast burrito at Costco or these biscuits and gravy bites at Costco, too.
Bites?
Biscuit and gravy bites?
Yeah, I've never heard of those things. I just put them in a cup and I put them in my cup holder.
You got to bring those in, buddy.
Oh, I got you.
I'll pay you back. You bring those in.
You got a card? Let's go to Costco.
I'm in.
You have a Costco card? You're a real adult.
I know I have a car, Gasco. I believe she said.
He has a car. Tyler's got the Costco card.
Yeah, I'm the one with the car on this show.
You can't buy Costco stuff without a car.
Hey, Grody, can you give me a ride later?
I've already bust you guys around. I'm like the Uber driver for this show, except for Marshall's got a car.
Gruber. You're Grody Gruber. Gruber.
I like it.
That's actually people's last names, though. Coming up next, a guy who I'm pretty sure also has a car. Jarrett Payton. Let's talk to him about the national championship game and the Bears. Will do it all next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Jarrett Payton.
My name is Jarrett Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jarrett Payton wearing his father's number, number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jarrett Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on, and here he comes out. His son Jarrett is with him. Sweetness. What an ovation.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back.
Jarrett Payton with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
You know what that music means? There was a 305 engagement earlier in the week. The University of Miami faced Indiana in an exciting national title game. And that is where Jarrett Payton went to school. We talked to Jarrett Payton here and Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Jarrett also anchors, of course, for WGN. You can catch the Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your smart TV. Weeknights live at 7:30. Why are you shaking your head, Marshall?
Because I feel for this man. I want to know what it is. I gotta check on him. He's had a beautiful football season with both professionally and collegiate, but both have come to an end, and he was oh so close to celebrating a championship, and I'm thinking that the Pappy Van Winkle did not get open.
Nah, it didn't. It didn't at all. I'm just getting over this. Oh, just like today, I'm starting to feel good. But first and foremost, how are you three doing, man? Always good to talk sports with you guys.
We're in a good place.
Here. Yeah. I mean, but also we had one heartbreaking end of a game of consequence. You had two this weekend.
Yeah, back-to-back nights. Layla, it was very, very rough. And it's weird because I told you guys, like, the symmetry between both teams, right? Like, over the last, like, 2 months where they've played on the weekend and I've had, you know, both Bears and Hurricanes playing. And so it was wins. I was having both teams winning. And I was like, Lord, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. So after Sunday, I was like, yo, is this a sign here? And I was like, nah, I think we're going to be good. But you know what? Things happen, man. And just hats off, though, to Indiana. It's very, very hard. I've been in that situation where you are trying to win a championship. And back in our day, it wasn't as tough as it is now. And to be able to win 16 games and go through this playoff and how every single week, people telling you how good you are, and you have to block that out and be focused and motivated and not, like, you know, not eat the cheese, like all that stuff. I've been there to know how difficult it is. I give them a lot of credit for being able to go 16-0 and taking down my Canes. But we will be back. We will be back if you see me right now flexing. We ain't going nowhere. The NIL money is flowing. We figuring out quarterback situation. And I just think that when the Hurricanes are good, man, it makes college football fun. And so but it did feel good to be the villains again, man. Like the whole world, you know, really taking this Indiana story, and rightfully so. But, you know, when I was there from 99 to 2003, that's how it felt, you guys. I felt like we were always this team that everybody loved to hate. And it felt good to be back in that conversation. And the fact that Malachi Toney's coming back, man, I'm all, hey, as long as I know that, man, I am good. 10 is a real deal. And the fact that he probably should be in high school at the moment right now, but playing with some grown men and balling, man, the best football is in South Florida. So if we can find a way, which we're already in the portal, but also taking care of keeping the best kids in South Florida, because most of the kids most of the guys that were balling against us in that game were from South Florida.
Yeah, Fernando Mendoza. Fernando Mendoza's story.
Like we don't need to go anywhere. That's what made us good back in the day. We need to just prioritize South Florida. Keep the kids in South Florida in South Florida. We're good.
You know what I appreciated too about watching that game was there was a bear factor in it. Seeing Adewale Ogunleye walk out as one of the captains for Miami, and I'm going to assume that the Brockermeyer kid is related to the Blake Brockermeyer, who was a Bears offensive lineman in the late 90s. Is that accurate? Is he the Brockermeyer on Brockermeyer right there?
I have no clue, Grody.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and assume that that's probably the case.
It was a fun game. That first half, though, you guys know, we were all sitting here going, "Man, this is." I heard people in the office like, "That's kind of boring." But that second half is what it's all about,
fourth
and
quarter.
Just the feeling of college football, being at the crib, and Marshall, you're right. We were so close, but hey, it is what it is. We got next year, just like we do with the Chicago Bears team, man, and Ben Johnson and company. I'm excited about that as well. Let's get it cracking.
That is Blake Barkemeyer's kid. I just want to point that out.
It's important stuff to confirm. Thank you, Marshall.
That's half the fun of watching a game, is trying to figure out how that person is connected to somebody you may know.
Yes.
That said, you did mention the Bears. We had the season-ending press conference yesterday. Jarrett, what did you think of what was said? What were your biggest takeaways?
Man, I love Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson knows exactly what it's all about, man. He's turned the page already. And you guys, I've been talking about the foundation of this organization. And you know, I was in the suite with Kevin Warren and very, very grateful to be in there on Sunday night and just kind of, you know, talking to people. And I said that to everybody that was leaving. Everybody was down. I said, the foundation has been set. And it's funny to listen to Ben yesterday just talk about how, yo, we're starting over from scratch. And it's so right. It clicked in my head yesterday thinking about just what kind of madman he is and how much I love him to death, that he's like, no, we're going to build this thing up. It's a nice foundation, but we do have to start from scratch. And every year is a new year. And just hearing him talk about Caleb Williams and the love that he has for him and how the praise that he had for Caleb, he's not just saying that, you guys. Like, he wouldn't say that if he didn't believe it, that he's his number one biggest fan. He truly, truly is. And I think hence the reason why, I mean, you want to get a head coaching job at some point in your life, but I think a big reason and a big part of that was because of what he saw in Caleb Williams. And so I think Caleb is just scratching the surface in my opinion. And Ben's talked about that, of how great he actually can be. And when you have your head coach intact, you have a quarterback intact, you can kind of fill in the other holes that are around your organization, but you got to have those two. And it just really feels so good going into this offseason, knowing that we got both of those intact and that the future looks bright.
Speaking of coaching jobs, I want to know your level of concern. I mean, when you're good, coaches are going to get poached. So you've got Al Harris, you've got Declan Doyle at age 30 interviewing with the Eagles. How concerned are you about the totality of what could happen with this coaching staff getting raided this offseason?
You know, Marshall, I just had that conversation with my buddy this morning. You know, I was looking when I saw the Declan Doyle stuff. I was like, well, I think Declan would be smart to stay in Chicago. You know, don't kind of go back of what what Ben Johnson did. Stay with what you have right now. I mean, if you're leaving to go to have kind of, I know you'd have a little bit more probably say in Philly, but I think the situation that he's in right now with the quarterback that he has and the head coach that he has, I think bigger things would be on the come if he stays here. The Al Harris thing, yeah, you already know. I mean, just people that I know that are always around him talk about how special he actually is and what he's about, what he brings to the table. When you're good, this is what happens. But the best part about it for me is that normally when it comes to – this normally happens on the offense, right, where you're having success on offense and then they come take your off – your the guy that's actually calling plays. And Ben Johnson ain't going nowhere. So this is a part of the game. It's a part of the theater. But it just shows that the Bears are headed in the right direction and they're doing what they need to do. And this is what comes with the territory when you have a successful season.
All right, Jared, first of all, I just had a Blake Brockermeyer jersey sent to you, so you should receive that in the next 3 or 4 days or so, so that it's coming your way. And this probably would have been a good question for us in our five on it. It's an on-the-spot question, but I'm going to ask you this question pertaining to the Bears, all right? If you could keep one of the safeties, one of the two starting safeties, Kevin Byard or Jaquan Brisker, say, wrap them up for the next 3 years, a 3-year contract, which one of those two safeties would you keep on this Chicago Bears team?
Dude, why? Grody, what are you doing, man?
This is what Grody does.
Provocateur.
I'm a provocateur. I'm sorry.
Grody, you are – that's a really, really good question.
I know. Also, maybe we can all work through it. Maybe we can all – maybe we can do a five on it segment here,
right,
really quickly.
All right, so it's probably going to take me a little bit, but I'll try to shorten this up. I'd really admire and respect everything that Kevin Byard is about, right? I mean, just looking at the season that he had, his veteran leadership inside that locker room, being like an extension of another coach on the football field. Yeah. He had an amazing year. What I saw from Jaquan Brisker on Sunday night, that dude, that's the football player that is just – I've always loved and admired from the beginning when he got here. My biggest concern was he going to be able to, with the concussion history that he's had, would he be able to play every single game? And what is the long-term reality of his career? It seems like from a dude that's had a bunch of concussions, I know the impact that it could actually have. And so my view was more about his safety and long-term. But if I had to pick one, I would go with a little bit more of the youth and what Jaquan Brisker is all about. But I just don't know money wise, can they make that work? I know the conversations between them and Kevin Byard have been there that you know that he wants to come back. But if I had to choose one, it would be Jaquan Brisker, just for everything that he's able to do. He's not only going to come hit you hard, he can come down in the box when you need him to. He's like an extension of being another linebacker, man. And that is hard to find in the NFL, man. And if you have one, you got to be able to keep him. But Sunday, the game that he played, that Jaquan Brisker is what I'm here for.
I think that that perked our ears because the age aspect and of Kevin Byard, I know, is factored into for a lot of people. But the other thing is, Jared, is that poor Jaquan's had a lot of injuries, you know, and they've been concussion problems. And that I think I'm worried that he might be one bad hit away from having a real setback to his career, even more so than last year.
Yeah, I do too. It scares me a lot. But I think this past year, Layla, just shows you that there is that he's making strides. I think about that just as any player stepping across that line when you go to, you know, strap up your helmet and play this game, this physical game. Like it is what it is. You're one hit away. And so, yeah, it is scary. And when you're talking about investing capital long-term for somebody, that is definitely a concern. But when it comes to football and what they're all about, the X's and O's, he excites me, man. Everything about his game excites me. And so just to see him have the success and be able to play and not have to deal with what he dealt with a year before, I'm just happy for him. And more than likely that there is going to be a market for him out there somewhere. I believe people have watched his film and know what he's all about. So he might be getting some big money elsewhere.
Jared, thanks as always for joining us.
Always good to talk to you guys. Grody, I'm going to find you in the streets, man.
Find him.
I'm going to find you in the streets. And when I do, you know exactly what time it is. The bear hug I'm going to give you is going to, going to be able to move. Bro.
I got
you
might not be ribs able to from a hug.
Get him, Jared.
I look forward to that union. I want to hear about it later.
You know, for the record, Jared, you answered that question really well, and I agree with you. It's Brisker by an eyelash.
Yeah, it's a by an eyelash, man. It's tough, though, but it's a really, really good question. Always good to talk with you three. And whenever you need me, just holler. I know the season's over, but I'm here for you guys.
Love you, buddy. Appreciate
you, Jared. Here for us, and you're here for everybody else, too.
Hey, Layla, shouts out to all the Bears fans out there, man. This year was phenomenal. Everywhere I go, people want to talk Bears, and I love that. And to see the joy on Bears fans' faces everywhere that I went, I just got chills all down my body, man. It's phenomenal. So shouts out to all the Bears fans out there. The future is bright. Bear down as always. And if you see me in the streets, I'm still willing to talk Bears whenever.
Do people have to take down their Bears decorations now? It's like Christmas. Like, when do the Bears decorations come down? Are the buildings still lit up? Do they come down?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And we keep that stuff, baby. You know what time
it
is.
I see you.
You know what time it is.
Oh, I do know what time it is.
Unfortunately,
yeah, we're late.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're late to break, so we gotta go.
My fault, man.
Bye, Jared.
Bye.
That's Jared Payton also joining us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Catch the Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your smart TV weeknights at 7:30. The GN Sports Crew breaks down the biggest stories in Chicago sports with a laid-back vibe as they hang out kind of like this in their corner office. Coming up next, we had the Arlington Heights mayor on Mully and Haw earlier today on 670 The Score. So now that the season is over, we still need to learn more about what's going to happen with this Bear Stadium. So you might be surprised at what he had to say. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And earlier today on Mully and Haw, The Arlington Heights mayor, Jim Tenaglia, joined the show, and he was asked why other NFL teams have been able to achieve tax certainty. And that's what the Bears are looking for. That's part of the reason why Indiana is part of the discussion. They might build their stadium there. Tax certainty to the Bears means a locked-in rate. But he explained why that's easier said than done.
I can tell you that the next closest, highest paid, newest stadium being SoFi in California is $8.8 million a year.
Wow.
That's a stadium that is going to be, I would say, our new stadium will be very similar in many ways. It's going to be Super Bowl ready. It's going to be Final Four ready. It's going to be in a situation where people can go and enjoy it for a long, long time. But the property tax bill that the Bears are fearing, it could be very easily, by calculations that we're already seeing, in the hundreds of millions per year. And so the only issue I could say with real certainty is that the Bears need to have some control or understanding of what that number will be. And so far, it's been really difficult to get to, but it's possible. Molly, it's possible that maybe the needle's moving just a little bit.
Okay, but here's the issue, is when he talks about California, California's entire taxing structure is different. That's why whenever Crane Kenny, for example, brought up entertainment tax and how that plays into Wrigley, again, it's different. California's state income tax goes up to 13%.
That's a lot.
13.3 to be exact. That's outside of your federal tax in the state of California. Because of that, property taxes are traditionally very low. 1% levy, 1.1 to 1.3. That is not the case, as we know, in the state of Illinois. I estimate a 5% tax. Sometimes they say 4.95. But you know, when you're doing your math, it's typically you clock it in at 5. Now, that half a percentage makes a big difference. But the state income tax, or the property income tax, varies by county in this state. It's anywhere from 2.4% to Lake, going down to 2.5% for Kendall. Kane is 2.4%, and according to the latest data, 1.8% for Cook. Now, that's going to vary based on, for example, the property taxes being levied, as a lot of you know, very late. So given all of that, it's unless you change the entire structure of the state taxing,
then
this is the
issue. Yeah.
But you can't compare SoFi Stadium, where, by the way, Stan Kroenke spent $5 billion of his own dollars. It was entirely privately financed in this discussion.
I think there's a battle going on right now before, like, the ultimate battle, if you were. And Indiana stepping in has made it more interesting because I think it's expediting something that we could be talking about at the beginning of next year, if we're being honest. Because kicking the can down the road is something that Illinois is want to do in this situation. And looking at what Indiana's injection of, hey, we have a plan, it's a really good plan for you financially, is going to make the defecator get off the pot quicker in this instance.
It's really the smartest thing the Bears have done throughout this whole process, really. Like, I get it. I'm exhausted by it all. Shovels are not in the ground, all of that stuff. But this Indiana move and getting the high-profile people to look at it, getting the legislature involved, Illinois doesn't want to lose the Bears to Indiana. It's the Bears' best move yet to be threatening Indiana and to have gone about it the way that they have.
And Illinois doesn't have the multiple $1 billion to help subsidize the stadium, then they will lose to Indiana.
Yeah.
But I don't think it should come at that type of money for taxpayers, as in us.
That is correct.
I don't think Indiana is the Bears' preferred destination by any stretch.
Of course
but
not.
You can't ignore the sweetheart deal that they're apparently going to be getting from Indiana.
Right, and it's beautiful, beautiful leverage. Even if the Bears are not serious at all, they have put themselves back in a position of power, which just simply had not been the case once they lost Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, they were going to have to go farther out to get what they wanted. And
they thought they were stuck quote unquote, with Arlington Heights, and Arlington Heights thought that they had the power. Oh no, they don't, because look what we're doing here in Indiana.
But Arlington Heights isn't—it's not even about Arlington Heights having power. It's simply about Arlington Heights and Cook County levying taxes on property the Bears own. And if they improve on it, just like if you built a house on a piece of land,
make it better.
The improvement is going to be factored into that property tax structure. To use SoFi as the example, though, is not the correct one.
$8.8 million per year.
Well, and would you rather pay Mark Rohde 13.3% state income tax, or would you rather the business pay their share of property tax?
Oh, well, that's an obvious answer.
Okay, then.
Just to be clear, the obvious answer is the business pays their
share. Whatever the answer was where I don't pay as much out of my pocket, I was kind of listening.
That's exactly what the Bears think, too, from their perspective.
Well, and I won't. I refuse to be exhausted by this because it's our money.
Okay.
And part of the issue is when you get exhausted, they're hoping you get exhausted. Ah, fine, just build the stadium.
Yeah, I don't got kids. I don't have a relationship. I pay rent. I got a house plant. So game on.
And they're alive,
sick house
right?
Plant, I bet though.
It's a ZZ plant. It's really low maintenance.
ZZ. Oh.
Yeah, it likes sun and water. I do too.
I do too. Yeah, I have to say. That's
ZZ and I get along.
We don't get a lot of sun these days here, do we?
It gets enough.
Sunny right now.
Just enough? Okay, just to keep ZZ alive? Okay.
Yeah.
Just a baby?
ZZ's up there in age.
He's just a baby.
I know. Tell Dave we said hi.
I will.
But yeah, so it is a good example in theory, just practical matter.
What was that?
Old Dave the cat.
Old Dave. Is old he Dave. Old? Is he old? Are we
he's
to that
old.
Point yet?
He's old. I mean, the cat's going on 10. That's an
old
cat.
Not a baby. I just want to point that out.
You know who is still just a baby?
Who?
Kayla Williams.
He is just a bit 24.
He and PCA, they're just babies.
Yeah,
and Connor Bedard.
They be hanging out like Muppet babies lately at the United Center.
They'll make their dreams come true.
I do have something to say about that, too, the Caleb hanging out everywhere. And
well,
like,
guess
I'd like
what?
To, I'd like
we
to
have
say
a whole
something.
Segment
I know.
You can unload.
I would like to say something about that.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Bears, score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.